The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
On the bigger picture today, we've seen technology stocks rallying overnight, leading Wall Street into the green. But interestingly, Goldman Sachs has been sounding the alarm and is saying that technology stocks are overvalued. Well, let's get a bigger picture from Oriano Lidza, sales trader at CMC Markets. Morning, Oriano. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Okay, so let's talk about what's really making the headlines. You have IT stocks, tech stocks like Facebook, the FANG stocks, really leading the gains overnight. There is this question about how sustainable it is, because you have tech stocks up about 22% so far this year, versus the S&P, which is up about 15%. So there are some worries that it's overdone, valuations are too expensive, and in fact, now they have their highest valuations since the tech bubble. Oriano, do you think it's a bit overdone? Is there a correction around the corner, especially with what's going on with the investigations on the technology companies?
I think you are correct. I think I don't know how much longer this can last in terms of time scale. I think a lot of the kind of push or the rally into these types of growth stocks has been geared around sort of investor appetite, and that would be, and that is purely around their sort of, I guess, yearning for returns. If you look at some of the more safe haven assets, which a lot of people would park their funds into in terms of fixed income, or even some of your commodity assets such as gold, they're really not yielding the returns that they would do in a traditional market because of the sort of, I guess, you know, consolidated market that we're seeing, where, you know, there's a case of one day it's up, one day it's down. There's no continued direction. So the real money sort of flows are coming into these, I guess, big blue chips, predominantly in that tech sector.
So a lot of interest in growth stocks these days. So Oriano, what's interesting as well in this technology space is Facebook. They are reporting plans, or at least you are hearing plans, that they will be launching its own cryptocurrency. So what we know so far is that it's called Project Libra, and it's got partners involved in the likes of Visa, MasterCard. What do you think the cryptocurrency will do for Facebook, Oriano?
Yeah, I think it's one of the more exciting sort of rhetorics that we're hearing at the moment in a market which is fairly muted, I guess, going into some key decisions ahead with the Fed. This move by Facebook is a really clever one. We have seen some sort of institutional or other corporates look to try and lean on the rise of the crypto space, but I don't think an entity such as the size of Facebook, which has the reach it does, if you look at the sort of, you know, customer base of around 2.7 billion, they can really, really look to capitalize on that when they do launch out this sort of payment solution. We've seen it obviously in China with the likes of Alipay and WePay, and we've seen how successful those particular projects have been. And I guess also you've got to look at the longevity of the project with a balance sheet that supports such a major project. This is the first real case in kind of the adoption of crypto, and obviously it's actually moved away from your normal cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ripple, etc.
And all that excitement seems to have trickled into the Bitcoin prices. That's up about 11% overnight, with Bitcoin enthusiasts thinking that this will put cryptocurrency in the mainstream finally. Well, we are chatting with Oriano Lidza. He is a sales trader at CMC Markets. Oriano, looking ahead, we are seeing markets getting a bit more cautious as we near the FOMC's rate decision that will be out on Thursday morning. Do you think markets are fully pricing in already? What are you expecting in terms of a decision? We are hearing we won't get a rate cut this time. Why is that?
Yeah, look, I think there's a couple of, I guess it depends who you're asking, it depends which side of the fence you do sit on, Ryan. If you look at the sort of Fed Watch tool and the percentage terms of a rate hike at this upcoming meeting on early Thursday morning, they are suggesting a fairly low percentage of 21%. But that then actually flips to a increase to a heightened chance of 85% at July's meeting. But look, that skew in sort of probability, I think, suggest that this particular cut has been a long time coming. There's obviously been external pressures from, you know, government officials, including Mr. Trump. And also, I think there's a little bit of stubbornness on the Fed's behalf, having raised rates so extensively during the back end of 2018. I don't think they want to really admit that they may be wrong. So hanging on for one last meeting may be digging their heels in the ground.
Maybe a reluctance to react so fast to Donald Trump's rants. And also maybe something to look out for end of the month is the G20 summit. So maybe they'll be keeping an eye out for the potential outcomes that might swing the outlook for the economy. Oriano, something else we are tracking today is oil prices. So we've been talking about this for quite a while. The outlook for the economy still is a bit on what seems to be shaky ground. And that seems to be weighing on oil prices. And to make things worse, the OPEC cartel is still trying to decide whether or not to extend production cuts when they expire at the end of the month. So they now can't even decide to have that date for that meeting. They can't figure out when to do it. What's your take on where oil prices are going?
Yeah, it doesn't look overly attractive for the oil markets. I mean, from a trading perspective and from our clients' perspective, obviously, the volatility on an intraday basis has been very welcomed, obviously, in between what we saw in terms of the tanker attacks and this reluctancy to curb production. I think we are still looking for further downside. So if we look at WTI, they're reaching a key level support from a technical standpoint at around 50.20. Now, if it looks to break that sort of level, then I think we've got further downside to around the $44, $45 mark, which is considerable low based on the surge that the actual commodity had late last year. So, and along these things, I don't think what can be discounted also is the impact of the trade war. There was a correlation there for a period where equity, downturn in equity markets was actually weighing down on the oil markets. But now what has been understood is the global trade issue is really having a concern. And I know recently India has actually imposed some sanctions on the US as well.
Okay, something to look out for will be the OPEC meeting scheduled for end of the month, but a lot of debate whether it will be pushed back to early July. Oriano, finally, just wrap things up. How do you see markets trading today? We did get a bit of a positive lead from Wall Street. And interestingly, if you look at Hong Kong, it's back up in the green yesterday. Where do you think we will be headed today?
Yeah, look, I think we might get a little bit of a pop. Nothing major, really, in terms of the markets. Obviously, they will take the lead from the US overnight. The overarching issue is obviously the Fed meeting coming up and the sort of language that will be used by Governor Powell and his team there. So I think people are a little bit, they have their hands tied at the moment in terms of where they're looking to put their money. They may well sit on the sidelines leading up to the meeting on Thursday morning to get a better idea of the forecast or the outlook of that interest rate environment.
All right, Oriano Litza, a sales trader at CMC Markets with us on The Bigger Picture. Oriano, thank you so much. Have a great day ahead.
Thanks so much, Ron. Take care.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.